I decided to come to the United States because actually I know it's the world superpower, and I've always wanted to have some kind of cultural exchange, go to another country or meeting people from other countries. So I've come here at least to learn more about the United States and to share my culture and my way of life and our education with the people of the United States. So I'm here on a Fulbright scholarship. I'm a Fulbright foreign language teaching assistant. I'm teaching Swahili at Fayetteville State University.
That is Diana Awor, and while she is teaching Swahili at Fayetteville State University, she says many students are just as interested in her country as much as learning the language.
What the students yearn to know more actually is not about the Swahili I teach. They ask me so many questions about the country I come from. You see, like the American president right now, his father was from Kenya. So most of the time they ask me, is that the country where our president's father was from? I tell them, yes. So which tribe are you from? I tell them, I'm from the Luo tribe. So that means you're from their tribe. How, during marriage, how do you conduct your weddings? Do you go out on vacations? The students here just want to know how the world outside there is. And another funny thing is that one of my students asked me, that, is it true that you people, like when you walk, you can meet wild animals, you can meet lions and stuff like that? I told them, no, the lions and the wild animals are in the game reserves, they're in the game parks. You cannot walk and meet them. Kenya as a country is just like America. It's just like any other country. Life there is normal. So teaching is interesting.
Diana says learning about the culture here has been good. But there is one thing when it comes to the education system in the U.S. which she truly loves.
I've noticed that different cultures I've experienced here in terms of greetings and the way people refer to each other. You see, when you talk to somebody, you have to either use the doctor, the miss, the missus. You cannot just call somebody by the name, you know. And the way they treat ladies also has astounded me. They respect or give so courteous to the ladies. When I'm getting into the lift, a man will stand there and open the door for me and let me go in, let me go out. It's really interesting. But majorly what I've experienced is about the education here. The education in America is not that different from the one in Kenya. In Kenya, we have the 8-4-4 system, where we have 8 years in primary school, 4 years in high school, and 4 years at the college level. So I've come here and I've realized in America also you have year 1 to year 8, which is the primary. Then you have year 9 to year 11, which is the high school. Then you get to university. So actually the education system is almost the same as ours. But what I love most, again, is how transparent an instructor has to be with the student. Because actually, everybody's right is respected in America. That is quite different in my country, and I'm so sorry to say that, because in my country, you don't get an instance where a professor or a teacher will have to explain to a student how the student came up to get that grade. You see, in my country, they set and tell you, we give you the skeleton, but you have to go and look for the flesh. Yeah, you have to look for the whole thing. So normally students study so hard, study so widely, not actually within even the syllabus there. But here I have to be transparent in my Swahili lessons. I have to tell them, these are the books we're using. This is where I'm going to set the examinations from. This is how your grading is going to be. And I've loved that.
Diana will return home in May. One favorite Swahili saying she believes in is,
Mtaka chamvunguni sharti ainame. It means, mtaka means the person who wants. Chamvuguni means under the bed. Down under the bed is normally called mvunguni. And when you say sharti, you mean it's a must. Ainame means you have to bend down. So the saying is that if you want something that is under the bed, you have to bend. You cannot pick that thing while you're standing. You have to make an attempt. You have to move and go under the bed and pick it. It is high time we bend and get what we want.
For more stories about students studying in the United States and to post your comments about a student's profile, visit our website, www.voanews.com. Once you're there, click on American Life, then scroll down to see America's Global College Forum link on the right. And remember, tune in next week to hear another story from an international student here in the U.S. on America's Global College Forum. I'm Marcia James.